Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about when you're running out of strength, and we're coming from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verses 10 and 14. So grab your journals. If you're a loyal bae, then you know my favorite episodes are the episodes where I give y'all a story time. And that's what we got today. So this morning I got up and I went to Pilates. I was super excited because in the month of October, we wear pink on Wednesdays for breast cancer awareness. So I was ready to put on my pink, okay? So I went to Pilates, and in Pilates, of course, the instructor is giving us instructions on what to do next. And I realized something that happens every time I go to Pilates, but it stood out even more today, that every time the instructor would give instructions, eventually she would say breathe. And it wasn't like you could predict when she would say breathe, or you could count, or you could say, okay, after she say this, she gonna say breathe. It was at random times where she would say breathe. But it stood out to me even more today, because when she would say breathe, I would breathe. And then I began to think to myself, well, what was I doing before she said breathe? So as I got back home and I sat down to do my quiet time, God began to explain further why breathe kept standing out to me from today's class. And what God showed me is that I was so caught up in following the instructions. I was so caught up in carrying out the plan or doing the workout or pulling what she was telling me to pull and push what she was telling me to push. I was so caught up in the process that I would forget to breathe. And I didn't realize that I was forgetting to breathe until the instructor told me to breathe. And as God was breaking this down and showing it to me, my first question is, how do I forget to breathe? Like, how is that possible to forget to breathe? And God said, it's possible because you're getting so caught up in the flow of the workout. And that's what my children do. They get so caught up in the workout of life that sometimes they forget to breathe. But instead of saying breathe, what I say is wait. What I say is be patient. What I say is trust. And when I tell my children this, this is their season to breathe. This is their moment to breathe. They're so caught up in trying to hear my next instruction. They're so caught up in trying to see what I have planned next for them and what's the next step that they need to step into, that they don't even realize sometimes you're forgetting to breathe. And God said breathing is equivalent to having faith. Breathing is equivalent to waiting. Breathing is equivalent to being still and knowing. So I have to tell my children when to breathe. I have to tell my children when to wait. I have to tell my children when to be patient, because they get so caught up in the workout of life that they don't even realize sometimes you're forgetting to breathe. So when I was doing my quiet time, the first thing that God showed me is that sometimes we get itching ears and we're so focused on our purpose, which is a good thing. We're focused on the purpose. We're focused on the plan. We're focused on what it is that God is calling us to do. We're trying to be in shape. We're trying to be in alignment. We want to be in God's will. We want to get this workout in because we're trying to strengthen our spiritual walk. You know, we're in this workout of life and we have good intentions, but God said, I don't want you to forget to breathe. So that's why I have to give you waiting seasons. That's why I have to give you seasons where I say, be patient. That's why I have to give you seasons where I say, just trust my word. That's why I have to give you seasons where I say, be still and know that the plan is still in motion. The process is still in motion. The purpose is still in motion, but I don't want you to forget to breathe. You're getting so caught up in what God is telling you to do that you don't even realize you're out of breath. You don't even realize you're running on empty. You don't even realize your strength is giving out. God said, I'm such a good father that I can tell when my children have itching ears and they're so set and focused on my will and they're so set and focused on my instructions like the instructor, and I'm happy, I'm proud of that. But as a good father, it wouldn't be right if I didn't tell you when to breathe, because I understand that you being so tunnel vision and so set on the purpose and set on the steps that I have ordered for you, it can lead to burnout. It can lead to you wearing yourself out. God said, as a good father, I understand that you can get so set on the workout of my will that you forget to breathe. You forget, and then that's when it leads to your strength running out. But I'm a good father. I can see when your strength is running out. I can see when your faith is beginning to waver. I can see when you're beginning to doubt. I can see when you're not as hopeful. I can see when you're not as faithful. So when I tell you in certain seasons to wait, when I tell you in certain seasons to be patient, when I tell you in certain seasons to just stand, I want you to understand that that's also me giving you a reset. That's also me telling you to breathe. The second thing that God showed me, and this is something that we all know, not breathing could lead to death. You ever wondered why you were so faith-filled one day and you were so on fire for God and you were so ready to get in the will and get in alignment with the plan that God has for your life, and then one day you just wake up and you don't have faith no more? It's dead. Is that because you were forgetting to breathe? See, you were so focused on the workout of his will, and you were so focused on showing up, and you were so focused on making sure you're in alignment that you got into the flow of the workout, but you were forgetting to breathe so that you could reset. You were forgetting to breathe so that you could recharge. You were forgetting to breathe so that you could be still and allow God to do what he needed to do. You were so focused on working out to be in the will of God that you kind of took control yourself because you were so in the zone, and God said, I had to give you a season of waiting. I had to be the instructor, and yes, I give the instructions, but I also tell you to breathe because I understand that both are important. Because if you get so set on the workout and you get so set on trying to make this thing come to pass, you can literally kill yourself because you're forgetting to breathe. You're forgetting that it's my will in the first place. You're forgetting that I'm the one that give you the instructions. And I know you're so set on listening to what I have to say that you're not even thinking about the fact that you're not breathing. You're not even thinking about the fact that you're not resting. You're not even thinking about the fact that you have high functioning anxiety and high functioning depression because you're so focused on getting everything done. And God said, I'm such a good father that I'll tell you to breathe, because I understand that not breathing could lead to death. Death of your faith, death of your hope, death of your purpose, death of your excitement and your expectancy of what it is that he's going to do in your life. It can lead to death because you're so caught up in, I got to make sure I get everything right. I got to make sure I do everything right. I got to make sure I stay strong. I got to make sure I lift this weight. I got to make sure I go to that class. I got to make sure I watch a sermon every day and I read the word every day. And I do. God said, it's okay to breathe. It's okay to read your Bible one day and then the next day just digest what you read the previous day. It's okay to breathe. It's okay to watch a sermon on Sunday and let that replay in your spirit till Wednesday. It's okay to breathe. Don't treat God and your relationship with God like a to-do list, because now you're just trying to push through the workout. Now you're just trying to push through the exercises. But are you really digesting and taking everything in, or are you just doing it so you can check it off the list? God said it's okay to breathe. Because not breathing will lead to death. And that's why you feel like your strength is running out. And as I was preparing for this podcast, I wrote down two questions to ask you. The first one is, are you killing yourself trying to get to the thing that God has promised you? Because at the end of the day, I want you to think about that question. Are you killing yourself trying to get to something that God has promised you? You can't get to it without him. So what's the use of not breathing and trying to do it so much and trying to carry the weight on your own when, regardless of how much you do, you can't get to it without God? The second question I wrote down is, are you suffocating your faith and drowning your trust because you're in such a hurry to get something that only God can release? Trying to figure out why it seems like your faith is wavering, but it's because you're forgetting to breathe. You're forgetting to take your hands off. You're forgetting to woosah. You're forgetting to rest in the presence of God. You're forgetting to tell yourself and tell your thoughts and tell your actions that this is still a God thing. God is still in control over this. I know that there's some instructions that he's released for me to do, but his instructions also require me to still breathe and be still and know that he's in control. When it comes to Pilates, when I first started doing Pilates in March, my instructors will always have to tell me to slow down and to breathe. And I realized they always had to tell me to slow down because I've been a gym girlie for over 10 years. I've been going to the gym consistently. So with going to the gym, you do everything fast. You do everything fast, and it's about how much weight you can lift and how strong you feel. And when you're doing a workout, high intensity and lifting weights and stuff, you don't even realize that you're not breathing because you're trying to just get it done, right? So they would tell me to slow down because you're trying to go too fast. Slow down. And also breathe. And I realized when I work out in the gym, that's two things that I don't do. I don't go slow. And a lot of times I don't be breathing. I hold my breath until the workout is over. But the thing about Pilates and why I will always do Pilates, I love Pilates. Pilates has changed my life. I will always do Pilates because Pilates has shown me that you can go at a slow pace and still hit every muscle and do just as much as you do in a gym. But you're going at a slower pace. And because you're going at a slower pace, it's actually more effective. You're actually hitting more muscles and you're actually feeling it more because you're not just rushing through it and you're able to breathe in and out. So a lot of times in life, we feel like we need to speed through things. But what Pilates has shown me is no matter how fast you try to get through this workout, the class ends when the class ends. So there will be times where they would tell us to do a workout and they'll be like, we're going to do five of these. And I'll go real fast and do my five. And the lady and the instructor would be like, two, three. And it's like, baby, I done already did five. But guess what? We're not moving on to the next one until my five is done. The instructor's level, the instructor's flow of five. So even if I sped up and did my five real quick, I didn't know what the next step was until the instructor moved on to the next step. So guess what? I might as well go at the instructor's pace because trying to speed through this thing isn't getting me to the end result any quicker. Because we still sticking with the schedule and the class still ends when it ends. All I was doing was running out my strength. So if you're somebody and you're in a season where it feels like your strength is running out, I want you to breathe. God is reminding you today to slow down and to breathe because every muscle is still being stretched. You're still growing spiritually. You're still walking in the steps that he has ordered for you. You're still fulfilling your purpose. You're still in alignment with his will, but you think going at a faster rate is going to get you there quicker, and it's not. It's still going to happen in God's perfect timing. And God said, I understand that when it feels like your strength is running out and when it feels like your faith is being suffocated and when it feels like your trust is drowning, a lot of times it's because you're forgetting to breathe and trust in me. When you go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 4, it's talking about opposition to the rebuilding, and they were rebuilding the wall and they were experiencing some opposition. And verse 10 says, meanwhile, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. The strength of the laborers, the one that's building the wall, their strength is giving out. They were getting tired of building what they were called to build. But then when you get to verse 14 says, after I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. Remember the Lord. While you're doing that building, while you're doing that workout, you can breathe because you remember that the Lord is fighting for you. You remember that the Lord has called you to this. You remember that the Lord is sitting high and looking low. You remember that at the end of the day, the day gonna end. I'm playing. You remember that at the end of the day, this is God's will. So all I can do is all I can do. I don't have to exhaust myself and make myself tired and weak because I'm trying to accomplish something that's too big for my anointing. God gives you your role. He gives you your lane. That's what you're called to operate in. But when it feels like your strength is running out, when it feels like your faith is running out, I want you to ask yourself, am I breathing and being still and knowing that God is in control, or am I trying to carry the weight on my own? Verse 10 literally says that their strength is giving out. But verse 14, he says, remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families. But before you do the fighting, before you do the building, before you do the walking in the steps that's ordered for you, before you do the workout of life, first remember the Lord. And because you remember the Lord, because you trust in the Lord, that gives you the confidence to know when it's too much and it's time for you to breathe. Because the last thing that God wants you to do is suffocate your faith and drown your trust because you're trying to do everything on your own. So today, God is saying to you that he wants you to remember the Lord. He understands that you're clinging to his instructions and you're wanting to hear what it is that he wants you to do. And you're wanting to hear the next step that he has for you. And he loves that, but not at the cost of your life, not at the cost of your spiritual health. Understand when it's time to just breathe, be still, and know. And that leads us to today's seed, which is I remember. I remember that this is God's plan. I remember that this is God's will. I remember that God is the head of my life. I remember that my steps are ordered. I remember that Jeremiah tells me before I was formed in my mother's womb, he knew me. I remember that God said I'm the head and not the tail. I remember that he said he will never leave or forsake me. I remember that he said he will make a way out of no way. I remember that he said life and death is in the power of the tongue. I remember that he goes before me. I remember that he makes my crooked path straight. I remember that he has always showed up for me. I remember previous seasons where he showed up and he moved mountains. I remember the Lord. So because I remember the Lord, when something feels too heavy or when something feels like it's causing my strength to run out, instead of overthinking, instead of drowning my trust, instead of suffocating my faith, instead of wearing myself out, instead of throwing in the towel and giving up, I will just remember and breathe. And you can sow the I Remember seed to $TheChristianBay or PayPal Zelle TheChristianBay@gmail.com. That information will be in the description. I remember. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this earth, to be able to get in your presence, Father God, to be able to lay our burdens down, Father God, to receive this fresh revelation, to receive this reminder from you for us to remember. Father God, today we remember all the things that you have done, and we look forward to the things that you will do. And as we wait for you to do what only you can do, Father God, today I claim that we have a peace that surpasses all understanding. I claim that we will remember to breathe. I claim that we will remember to exhale. I claim that we will remember to woosah instead of allowing anxiety, depression, and overthinking to weigh on us and cause us to feel like our strength is running out. We will remember that our strength comes from the Lord, Father God. So we thank you today for being our strength. We thank you today for being a helping hand. We thank you today for being a good father. We thank you today for being our rock. We thank you today for being our firm foundation, Father God. And we sow the I remember seed, Father God, because in spite of everything that we think we know, what we know for sure is that you will never leave or forsake us, Father God. So we love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.